AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pawnee, Oklahoma resident Lee Wills says he was already awake when a 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit this morning.
I heard a loud crack and I thought, well, it's going to be a thunderstorm. And then everything went crazy after that. It just started shaking. And we've had them here before, but nothing to this magnitude.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake, centered near Pawnee, was felt in some seven plains states. President Obama, Chinese President Xi Jinping both say their nations have formally joined the climate deal reached in Paris last year. Obama, during his welcoming ceremony to the G20 summit in China, says the agreement is a crucial step.
The Paris Agreement alone won't solve the climate crisis, but it does establish an enduring framework that enables countries to ratchet down their carbon emissions over time and to set more ambitious targets as technology advances.
And while the two do agree on climate change, there are some disagreements, including sharp disagreements on human rights, cybersecurity, and maritime issues. Later this morning, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump will attend a service at a black church in Detroit and then has an interview with the church's pastor. Detroit resident Tony McElwain says Trump won't get much of a welcome in the city.
He has a right to go anywhere he wants, but I think that he has a lot of nerve to come back to the city of Detroit, whether it's a church or a business organization.
Yesterday, Trump met in Philadelphia with Shaga Hightower and others whose family members were killed by people in this country illegally. She tells a candidate that one of the men convicted in the killing of her daughter and three others in a Newark, New Jersey schoolyard had a lengthy record and yet was still in the U.S.
Child molestation, robbery, bar fighting, and everything. And he's here.
This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected in St. Peter's Square tomorrow for the canonization of Mother Teresa.
The police have explained people need to get there early, need to be patient. There'll be hand searches. There will be a mass, and at a certain point during the mass, Mother Teresa will be formally proclaimed a saint.
The AP's Francis D'Amelio reporting from Rome today during a gathering of thousands of volunteers in St. Peter's, including nuns from Teresa's Missionaries of Charity Order. Pope Francis denounced what he calls the modern-day sin of indifference to hunger, exploitation, and other suffering, while commending her example. In a shop in Kolkata, India, where Teresa maintained her ministry, Muslim shopkeeper Tanvir Ahmed recalled seeing her and other nuns take in a leprosy patient while others passed by. He says, if you want to see love, please look at Mother Teresa. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.